I know listeners would love to hear some tips about retraining their gait.
Sometimes the Parkinson's is so important that we forget when we hurt. Pain changes how we move. Pain changes when, if you've gone through, say, a broken ankle some point in your life, then the way you got through that pain was you created an internal map of your external body that didn't include that ankle in a way. That's so you could ignore the pain. When you come, when the ankle is healed, when you're done training that ankle, then that you have to retrain that map of your body and know where the whole body is. If you have, for example, arthritis in your hips and Parkinson's, then what's making it difficult to move? Is it the pain or is it those tight hip flexors? So that's the first thing you want to be mindful of, is whether you have pain and address that pain. Doing things to make stride length more even, tape marks on the floor. I love blue painter's tape, marking out a course on the floor. Being mindful of striking, as in Tai Chi for Parkinson's, Dr. Fuzhang Li, placing that heel down first, testing that toe before moving on to the next step, becoming very zen as you take one step, heel down, test the toe, stride with the other leg, heel down, test the toe, one at a time. Transitions are tough, and sometimes I find someone who is new to Parkinson's doesn't realize that a transition, like going through a doorway or going from a carpet to a floor or grass to gravel, that these things may cause a hesitation step. That hesitation step can cause freezing, or it can cause just a change in how your body is moving. The brain is processing how to make that transition from place to place. Knowing when, what kinds of transitions trigger a change in how you move, and thinking ahead that I see that I'm coming to a doorway, and having a strategy to step through that doorway, whether it's a laser light on the ground or walking through, I know a person that tosses a quarter so they have to pick it up on the other side. Knowing where your transitions are. Another thing for retraining gait is adding in that arm swing. And the one of the most marvelous inventions is David Zid's Ziddy sticks. And you can find those online, and he's very generous with how they're made. They're basically long poles with a little buckshot or BB in them, and they make a sound. And you need a partner. And the sticks are driven by someone walking behind you. You walk your feet, and the person, your partner, and you share the pole and swing the pole together, and they drive your arms. This helps retrain the arms to swing as you move, which helps make a gait more lyrical, if you will.